know, the Apostle Paul said that, he said he was a bondservant to the Most High God. You know, you and I, let's just make that confession. We are. We're bondservants to Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yes, amen.
And you know what that means? That means that the master of the bondservant takes care of them in every way. So everything tonight that is, seems out of your control, out of my control, we have a master. He wants to meet every one of your needs, every one of my needs. He wants to take care of us because we're putting Him first. We're seeking Him, His kingdom, His righteousness first. Everything else is going to be added unto us. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Open up your Bibles to the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 21. This evening I had just a change of direction of what we was going to do. You know, the Lord is always so active in people's lives, and we never know what's going to happen, who's going to show up, and so the Lord is always looking. He wants to minister to everybody all the time. That's the kind of God He is, amen? And so you're here tonight, and I want you to leave here encouraged. I want you to leave here knowing that the Lord has words for you to add to your faith and to cause you to release your faith. And so we're going to talk about tonight the Savior's sure sayings. The Savior's sure sayings. You know, the word sure in the Bible, in the Old Testament, it means, it's from the Hebrew word amen. And it means to render one firm and faithful. It means to nurse one back to health. And so, you know, it's kind of a play on words. When you and I, when we come in agreement with the Word of God, we say amen. And when we say amen, we're saying we agree with what God says. And so it renders us firm and faithful. It's medicine. God's Word is medicine to us. It nurtures us. So anyway, with that being said, Luke chapter 21, there's a lot of meat in here, and we don't have time. I want to minister with when the Lord will allow me to, on how Luke 21 is playing out right before our eyes. But for sake of time, I want you to drop down to verse 33. Luke 21, verse 33. If you're there, say amen. Jesus is talking about the last days, the end times, and he gets to this part and he says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts your seedbed, amen, your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, with drunkenness, and with cares of this life, so that the day, this day of the Lord, the day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell," mark that in your heart, "all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch you therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Brother Corey, would you pray? Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for honoring the Word. Hallelujah. So tonight, you know, there's a lot of things happening in your life, my life. There's a lot of things happening around the world. And just like here, Jesus is talking about the very times that we're living in. But I want you to know that you have a confidence tonight. You have an assurance tonight. And all you've got to do, all I've got to do, is to make sure that we choose and choose wisely. Amen? We make choices whether we understand it or not. Sometimes we make a no decision, but a no decision is really a decision. Amen? And so we've got to recognize that Jesus has a word for us. So whatever you're dealing with tonight, whatever's happening in your life, happening in your family, in your community, you have this assurance. You have the assurance that Jesus has a word for you. Amen? He has a word for me. And so right now, you know, you come in to this sanctuary and you sit down. And as you sit down in the chair, you didn't have any worry or concern about that chair holding you up. Amen. You put faith in that chair that would hold you up. Well, Jesus is wanting us to refocus and to see some things tonight. He said everything in this earth sphere that you can see, that you have trust in, that you have confidence in, it's going away. Come on, when Jesus comes, this earth is going to melt with fervent heat. Peter tells us that, 2 Peter chapter 3. And you and I are to be hastening, the Bible says, the coming of the Lord. We're to be looking and hastening, bringing that day to pass. So everything that you see in this earth, it's going away. The things that bring you little joys, it's going away. The things that bring you tremendous fears, it's going away. And even the things in the heaven, as you and I tonight, we might look out our bedroom window, or we might look out off the porch and see the beautiful stars and all the things as far as heaven can see in the natural. Those things, they're going to melt because they've been tainted by sin. And God is going to make, as we looked at this morning, a brand new heaven and a brand new earth. And it's never going to be touched by sin. Amen. It's going to be perfect. So all of these things are going away. But Jesus gave you an assurance. He said, what? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words. Come on. They're not going anywhere. You're in the place where you're standing. You're building your life on the rock. Just like Matthew 7 and Luke 6 talks about, you're building your life upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. He has never let you down, and He's not going to let you down now. Now, I want you to know tonight, the Lord wants you to be able to hear His Word, because you can only listen to one voice at a time. And the enemy has been yelling in your ear about some situations and about some circumstances, and the Lord has a word for you tonight to cause you to be firm in Him, to be able to empower you to be able to trust Him and to rest in Him. Amen? And so, you remember that part in verse 35 about dwelling on the face of the earth, and maybe we can talk about that. We'll see how the Lord leads. But go with me to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, because I want you to see, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, they shall not pass away. And I want to see why that's important to you and I tonight. Look in 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Look what the Word of God says. Being born again. Say, that's me. Come on, when you believed in the heart and confessed with the mouth Jesus Christ, you were born again. But what does it mean to us? Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. How? How was you born again? How was I born again? By the Word of God. Now, Jesus said, heaven and earth is going away, as you know it and as you understand it, but my words, the Word of God, you have Savior's sure sayings, okay? You have a Word. That Word is, His Word is going to be forever because Jesus is the Word, amen? And so you are born again by the incorruptible Word of God. And heaven and earth may go away. Your world right now may seem like it's crumbling. It may seem like the foundation is moving 1,000 different directions at 1,000 miles an hour. But I want you to know the one who's holding everything together is the Word of God, the Lamb of God, your Savior. And you hold on to Him tonight. Amen. You trust in Him. He's going to take care of you. And you've got to be in the place and the position where you hear His voice and you recognize and realize that He has your life, my life, wrote in the Lamb's book of life. Come on, He has a destiny for you. Don't let the devil steal one nanosecond from you. You're going to live and not die, but you've got to say it. Amen. You've got to believe it. You've got to say, I am going to live and not die. I'm going to live out every day, every moment for the Lord because God has something for me to do. Come on, say I'm important. You're important, amen? God, just think about it. He placed you at this point in time because He knew He could count on you to bring His will to pass. We're living in days where tribulation is increasing like never before, where persecution is fixing to come upon the church like we've never dreamed since the book of Acts. But that persecution is going to make the church stronger. It's going to make the church shine. And it's going to cause the Lord Jesus to be glorified. Amen? Nothing to fear. Heaven and earth, all these things are going away. But the Word of God is going to abide forever and say, I'm born of the Word. Come on now. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. All right? So if the Word of God is forever and you're born of the Word of God, how long are you? Woo! Come on now. You started living the moment that you confessed Jesus Christ. You got a lot of living to do, amen, because you can't even, God says in the book of Revelation, and time will be no glory. Come on now. So right now, the things that's trying to shake your heart, the things that's trying to bring fear in your life, the things that's trying to discourage you and I, let's put them under this word, amen. Let's put them under Jesus, and let's know that it's going to be okay. Now notice what it says in verse 24. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. What does that tell us? It's going away. It's very short-lived. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. Verse 25. But the word of the Lord endureth for? Woo! And I'm born of the word. Come on, you're born of the word. Come on, we got to hold on to that word. We got to let the word of God have the final say in our lives. Come on, the devil, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy the word out of your heart, out of your life. And when he gives you a bad report, when he sows a scenario in your mind before your eyes, no matter how powerful, no matter how real it looks, remember, it's counterfeit. There's only one thing that's true and real, and that's Jesus. Amen? And so we got to hold on to that word. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. We've got to hear the word. God's got good news for you and I. Come on, there's a negative part of God's plan, but God turns the negative positive. Amen? That's the kind of God He is. He can't help but everything He touches, it's touched by love. It's changed. Amen? He purifies it. He makes what's wrong right, and He's working in our lives, and we've got to hold on to that. Now, notice He talked about the flesh and about the glory of it and everything. But remember that we looked at there. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And He talked about some things that was coming on the people who dwell on the earth. Who dwell on the earth. Now look at verse 11 in chapter 2. It should be right there close to you. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. Peter says, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims to abstain from fleshly lust, which warreth against the soul. Now, I want you to notice that he said that because you're part of the beloved, that you're what? You're pilgrims. Now, Jesus said those things that was going to come upon the people who dwell upon the earth. That word dwell is a Greek word that means they have sat down, planted roots, and they're not going anywhere. Say, I'm going somewhere. Going, you and I are going somewhere. We're pilgrims. This word pilgrims means that our home is with Jesus Christ. Amen? We're just sojourning here. We're just about the Master's business. We're His bond slave doing what He'd have us to do, and He's going to take care of us. You and I are going to have every need met for His glory. Amen? Whether you need something physically, whether you need something emotionally, whether you need something financially, it doesn't matter what it is. God is going to meet your need. Amen? That's a fact. You can count on it. And so you and I have got to come back and we've got to say, wait a minute, I need the word of the Lord on my situation. I need the word of the Lord on my family. I need the word of the Lord on my spouse, on my children. I need the word of the Lord on my job. I need the word of the Lord because it endures forever. The word of the Lord changes things. Amen? Let Him talk to you tonight and let all these other things of the flesh, let them pass away. Yes, there's a war. There's a war going on. But guess what? You are a spirit being and God has showed you how to renew your soul, and your soul will bring your body, your flesh, under subjection. Amen? Now notice what He said. He said, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and as pilgrims to abstain. Hold yourself back. When fear starts to rise up in your members, and all of these emotions that come from fear, that move toward anger and discontentment and make you anti everybody. Come on, that's what happens. That we got to war. We got to hold ourselves against that and go, no, wait a minute. That's not who I am. That's not about the peace that Jesus has for me. That's a war. That's a war that's coming up in my member. So in the name of Jesus, I need a word. I need a word that will cause the glory of this flesh to fall. And I want the glory of Jesus Christ, the truth of His word, to raise up in my life. Amen? And I'm going to hold myself against those things. I'm going to not let my... See, the battle is... Paul said the battle is in our minds, right? He said we had to learn how to cast down vain or empty imaginations. In other words, I guarantee you, somebody in here tonight, I can feel it in my heart, you've played out a whole scenario of what's about to happen in your life. And Jesus Christ, He wants you to paint out the scenario by His Spirit. He wants you to say, no, devil, that's not what's going to happen to me. That's not my future. That's not my destiny. I serve a good God that is going to hold my hand through every fiery trial, and I'm going to come out of that trial looking better than I went into it. I'm going to come out of it for the glory of God, and Jesus is going to be magnified out of my situation. That's the kind of God we serve, amen? And so there is a war. It's warring against, what did he say? It's war against your soul, against your mind, will, and emotions. So you have the Word of God that will change your mind. I want to think like Jesus, amen? I want to let that thought be by the Spirit of God. I want to let that mind of Jesus Christ be in me. And that's what you're going to do, amen? All right, go back to the first chapter. In 1 Peter chapter 1, notice what he tells us about this Word that has come into your life that abides forever. He says in, let's just start at the first verse. 1 Peter 1 and 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers. Remember, that's an alien. You and I were aliens. An alien is somebody who's living in a foreign land. Amen. This isn't our home. Right? All right. An apostle of Jesus Christ to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, that means sea, and to the Galatia, the land of the Gauls, to Cappadocia, to Asia and Bithynia. He said, notice this, verse number 2, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto the obedience of the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Now, right now, we know this is written to us because he just said, I've been sanctified. You've been sanctified by the Spirit. That means you've been baptized by the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ. And because of the blood of Jesus, this letter is written to you. It's written to me right now. And I need to see what that means to me. Look at verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again. Aren't you glad? Adam and Eve went away in the garden, and because of that, the sin of man was put on you and put on me. Come on. But God said, I'm going to buy you back again. I'm going to send my Son as a sacrifice. I'm going to send Him in a perfect way to walk in that same flesh body that you and I are walking in, sinless, and I'm going to buy you back. Now notice what He said. Hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now aren't you glad that because Jesus rose from the dead, that death that's trying to come against your life tonight, it cannot move past that blood. Come on now, that's your source. That's your confidence tonight because of the blood of Jesus is on your life and because that Word, Jesus, is working in your life. Heaven and earth is passing away. All these other things that the devil says is going to control you, going to manipulate you, instead of them bringing you down, you say, thank you, Jesus. This is but just for a season. It's warring against my mind, but I'm going to renew my mind with the truth of the Word of God. I'm going to live. I'm not going to die. I'm going to do the work of the Lord. I'm going to fulfill every day that God has written for me in His book. Amen. We've got to stand strong. We got to believe that, and we got to speak it out. The only thing the devil understands, the only thing the devil fears, is the Word of God, Jesus. Come on, you've got to tell the devil that you know what God has ordained for you. Amen? All right. Verse 4. You've been born again by that Word to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Amen. Verse 5, who are kept. Now, this, you need to say this to the devil. I'm kept. Hallelujah. You are kept. Amen. Who are kept by the power of God through faith. Now, I want you to think about the power of God, the dunamis power of God, the power of God that was able to take you and I dead in trespass and sin, built upon an iniquity from the foundation of Adam and Eve, and He was able to take us and put us on the foundation of the rock of life, Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the power of God. The power of God that took the label of sin off my life and sealed me, sealed you with the Holy Ghost. That's the power. That power is going to what? Is going to keep you unto salvation, and it's going to be revealed at the sounding of the trumpet, even in a way that we can't even understand completely. Amen? But I want you to know tonight, you're not going down. Come on, now you've got to believe that, and you've got to tell people, you've got to give people hope. Because right now, hope is being taken away. Fear is trying to be run rampant in life. But when we recognize that if the devil wants to try to bring fear through all of these things, that we can stand up and we can say, no, it is just for a season. It's passing away. It's passing away. But the word of God is, I'm going to do what God called me to do. Well, you got to stand strong. I got to stand strong. Okay, quickly, let's go to the Old Testament, the book of Joshua, and we'll come back to the new. But I want you to see something. Now, remember, we've got a better covenant established on better promises, right? We talk about it all the time in the book of Hebrews. And so let's learn, as Brother Corey was talking earlier, how we can learn and build upon the Old Testament covenant. Joshua 21, verse 43. We don't have time to cover the full thought here, but Joshua 21:43, and the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it, and they dwelt therein. Verse 44, and the Lord gave them rest round about according to all that he sware unto their fathers, and there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all of their enemies into their hand. You notice the theme here of all? All. Now, here's God's people. He brought them out of Egypt, and he brings them through the Red Sea. That's when they get saved, sort of, we could say, in the New Testament, okay? And then he brings them to the River Jordan, and he brings them over the River Jordan, and that's the fullness of the Spirit. And they get that baptized into the Holy Ghost, into the Spirit, and they come into these promises, okay? And here they are. And when they get into the promised land, there's enemies there. When you get saved and get full of the Spirit of God and you listen to the Lord, that's when you really start to realize you've got enemies. Come on now, you've got, the more that you walk with Jesus, the more the devil and all of his imps are going to come against you, and there's enemies. But I want you to notice that God has a word for you in the midst of the enemy. And that word is, the Lord gave, he sware, he gave, he sware. Did you see that in verse 43 and 4? God gave us Jesus. And he swore some things to us. He's made some promises to us that you are what? We talked about it this morning. You are an overcomer. You always triumph. The smell of victory is all over you. Amen. He has swore that. He has gave that to you. And look what he says in verse 45. That's why we came here. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. Some of it came to pass. Glory. Every promise come to pass. That's your God. Amen. That's my God. I'm going to believe Jesus, aren't you? Now, remember, if he would do that for them when they were a spiritually dead people, they were working under sacrifice of animals. You and I are working under the sacrifice of Jesus. Our spirit is alive unto God. We talked about it this morning. The Holy Spirit is in your spirit. So how much more are you listening? Am I listening? We are, but that still small voice to what God has swore, what he's promised us, what he's done gave us. He's gave us everything we need to be successful. Just don't let the devil steal, kill, and destroy. Let's hold on to that abundant life. Amen? Amen. Go to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Look at the word. Now, we're talking about heaven and earth is passing away, but the word of the Lord is forever. John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words, this is Jesus talking, he said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They're the Zoe, the God abundant lifestyle. So I want you to see tonight, he wants us to understand the flesh profits nothing. So this war that is going on in the flesh, if it's taking you away from the abundant lifestyle, if it's taking you away from the promises of God, the peace of God, the witness, the testimony of Jesus working in your life, you got to step back and go, wait a minute. That's not spirit. That's not the Holy Spirit. That's not the words that are expanding my life. There's words that's trying to come into my life that to restrict me, to constrict me, to tear me down. And so that's warring against my soul, against my mind. And so I've got to say, now, wait a minute. That's not the words from Jesus. So I'm not going to have that. I'm going to let heaven and earth, I'm going to let this earth age pass away and all its troubles. I'm going to hold on to the promises of God. I'm going to see that I'm already seated in heavenly places. I'm living out of the heaven age now, and I'm going to trust in God. Now drop down to verse 68. After Peter heard this great revelation of Jesus, look what he says in verse 68, John 6:68. Then Simon Peter answered him, and he said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Eternal life. Now, remember the words here. This is a rhema word. In other words, this is a logos word, is a word that's written down. But a rhema word is a word that is spoken into your spirit when you need it. Thank God for the written word. We've got to study the written word. But you need to, this word to come off the page and to be alive and to come in your heart. And so that's who Jesus is. See, I can read the letter of the law and it'll bring death. But if I let the rhema word come off of this page, the grace of God come into my life, it'll work and it'll bring life. Amen. And so tonight I want you to know, Peter says, Lord, I hear everything that you've said. And I know that you have the words of eternal life. So tonight, if you hear anything in your life that isn't about the eternity, isn't about the good things of God, then you recognize what it is and you say, that word is not for me. That doesn't bring Zoe. That doesn't bring the God kind of life. That doesn't bring the spirit out in me. It brings the flesh out in me. It causes my mind to be in turmoil. It causes me to wonder. And so I say, wait a minute. That's not a Savior sure saying. So I cast it down. I don't receive that. I don't hold on to that. I cast it down. I put it under the feet of Jesus. Now think about when it comes under the feet of Jesus. As Jesus was on the cross and His body broken in those seven places to bring complete healing to us, you can see the blood coming and dripping off those feet. That blood that covered everything. So when you put something under the feet of Jesus, it is under His authority. Tonight, don't you know that when a lying word of the enemy to bring, to steal, kill, and destroy, to bring hurt and harm into you, when you give it to Jesus and it goes under that blood, it's just like your sin, my sin. It's moved as far as the east is from the west. It's cast in the sea of forgetfulness. In other words, that word that you give that the enemy means to destroy you, it is cast away from you and it can't impact you any longer. Oh, come on, that's a place to say hallelujah. Come on, you need, right now, there's somebody in here, you're hearing words that are painting a picture that is shortening what God has for you. You can't hold on to that. You've got to put it under the feet and you've got to know that you've got something to do for Jesus. You've got a call on your life. You've got something to work out that only you can accomplish. Come on, every part of the body, Jesus through Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, us being this many-membered body, we can only be effective when we're in our proper place. So you see why the devil wants to take you out of your place. Take me out of my place. No, we're not going anywhere. We're going to be about our Father's business. Amen? Okay. Now, let's see something here I think that will encourage us so much. Go back to the Old Testament. Go to Psalms 19 with me. Psalms 19. Look at starting in verse number 7. Psalms 19 and 7. The law, the Torah of the Lord is what? Perfect. Converting the soul. Now, let's think about that. God's Word, Jesus Christ, it will cause you and I to turn. That's what the word convert here, it means. It means to turn back. In other words, see, everything the devil tries to do when he tries to put us in bondage and to bring us in a place of fear, he wants to turn us to looking at the heaven and earth that's going to pass away, looking at the situation in the moment. But if we'll let the rhema word of Jesus Christ, the word that is never going to pass away, if we'll allow it to come up inside of our spirit, it will turn us away from fear. It'll turn us away from anxiety. It'll turn us away from the limitations that we see in this natural world. I want you to know with Jesus Christ, there's no such thing as a limitation. Come on now. The little widow lady in Nain, it looked like that her whole future was over because she had no husband. He had died. Now her son, and if you were a widow and you had no children in the time of Jesus in Nain, you had no hope of making a living. You had no hope. What did Jesus do? He come in the middle of hopelessness and he touched. Come on, let's let Jesus touch us tonight with the Word. Let's let Him touch. When He touched that casket, that briar, it opened up, amen? And the Son got up out of that. It's time for us to get up out of the dead things and hear what thus saith the Lord and step into life, amen? That's what He has for us. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is what? Sure. Making wise the simple. So the testimony of the Lord is sure. Now, this, like I said, it's a play on words. The testimony of the Lord is waiting on your amen. Come on, that's what sure is translated from. Waiting on your amen. All Jesus is wanting us to do is simply to agree with Him. Just agree with Him. Now, you know that you can agree in faith and not even understand. I don't understand how the Spirit of God can draw me in my sinful self and sinful situation and give me the measure of faith that I can believe in that drawing where I can confess Jesus and be born again. I don't understand that. How God can give me something when I run from Him all my life and treated Him so horribly. I don't understand that, but I don't have to understand it. I know that it happened, amen? And since that happened, how much more is He going to take care of me now that I'm a part of the family? Come on, you're a part of the family. So the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. So I need to just tell Him, Lord, I don't understand, but I need Your wisdom. I need Your wisdom. I'm going to say amen to what You have for me. I'm not going to agree with the enemy. It is so easy to agree with the enemy. Come on, because some reason, the fall of man, it's easy to be negative. But you and I, we're going up current. We're going upstream, amen? We're not going down. And so we're going to be like that salmon. We're going to bring in the very thing of the new life. Verse number 8. The statutes of the Lord are... Come on now. The statutes of the Lord are right. His Word is right. In other words, whatever's wrong in your life, His Word is not passing away. Heaven and earth is passing away. The situation, the circumstance is passing away. I'm not going with it. You're not going with it. His Word is right. I'm going to let it make what's wrong in my life right. Amen? I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to let Him be the Lord of my life. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Glory. With all the billions of dollars that is spent to try to help us, they don't help us. The only thing that brings joy is Jesus. Come on, Jesus' joy is the medicine that's beyond all medicine, beyond anything that can touch us on the external, because it touches us right in the center of who we are. Amen? The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Oh, come on now. We're going to see heaven and earth pass away. We're going to see the situation pass away. And God's going to show us what He has for us. Tonight, every one of us, we've let the devil tell us what he has for us. Come on now. But we're not going to accept it, amen? We're going to cast that down. And we're going to say, Lord, I'm going to look. I'm going to let You enlighten. I'm going to let You cause me to focus and to see what You died on the cross to give me. Amen? The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing in the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. This is a play on words. I wish we had time. The fear of the Lord is clean, better said cleansing, enduring forever. The fear of the Lord is cleansing. See, when you reverence Jesus by saying, Lord, I don't understand, but I trust You. I trust You. That's reverence. And that puts God in the place and the position that gives him a legal right to work in your life in an area, in a way, in a capacity, in a power that he had never been able to do before. That's why the devil wants to keep us from this position. But you and I tonight, we're going to step into this position. We're going to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he's going to exalt us out of this, and some things are going to pass away, amen? But the word of God is going to do it. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and what? Oh, glory. Now, righteous isn't just pure. Righteous means to simply do that, to make wrong things right. Glory. The devil, he is a twisted. See, the thing about the devil is when iniquity was found in him, Ezekiel chapter 28, when iniquity was found, iniquity means to be twisted. It means to be perverse, to lean a certain way that's contrary to the will and the way of the Lord. When it was found in him, he worked to bring everything wrong and twisted in your life and my life. But we have an assurance here. He said that the judgments of the Lord are true and the righteous altogether. He wants to make those things that's twisted, he wants to turn them right. Glory. Now see, as we see a sin abounding, the grace of God is abounding to help you and I to be able to receive it. Come on, it's all because of God's grace. But you have to have faith in that grace. And you do, amen? So just release it. Just loose it. And allow some things to happen. Okay, stay with me just a second. Verse number 10. The law of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the commandment of the Lord, the fear of the Lord. Verse 10, they're more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Oh my. That's what the word is to you. That's what the word is to me. Amen. That's a promise. Now, he said that you and I, if we would desire them, that everything that we're looking for, that we're searching for, that's the taste. That's the thing of your entire life. It would be met in you by him. Amen. So his words, the Savior's sayings, they're sure. You've got to say amen to him. I've got to say amen. One last verse. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 30. Verse number 5. Every word of God, how many? Every word of God is pure. And he, the word, Jesus Christ, is a shield unto them. Say, he's talking about me. Come on now. Every word of God is pure. He, the word, Jesus, is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. I'm going to trust him, aren't you? I'm going to trust him. All right, so everything that the devil is telling you about your life, your family, about this situation that's happening all around our nation, all around the world, you just say, uh-uh, this too shall pass. This is not my life. This is not who I am. This is not my home. I am a pilgrim passing through. I've been born again by the incorruptible word of God. I've been born again by the eternal word of the living God. I have a relationship with Jesus. His word is turning me away from every lie. I've got a shield around me. Wherever you go, you say, thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. That blood, that's my shield. That's my protection. Come on, you have to go in this world. Because you've been called into this world. And you've got things to do. You've got to occupy to the coming of the Lord. But the blood of Jesus is your protection. The word of the Lord, Jesus Christ, that is your hope. That's your confidence. Amen. So you go wherever you go in faith, knowing that the Lord is going to go before you. He's going to prepare that way. You have a word tonight. A Savior's word. A sure word. Will you say amen to it? You realize there's so many people that's saying amen to the devil. They don't even know what they're doing. They're coming in agreement with death. But you know, death has no part in the children of God. Amen. Amen? Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this time together. I thank you, Lord, for this group of people. I ask right now that every lie that is trying to work, trying to manifest itself, everything that is causing a twisting, that is causing a limitation, that is causing fear and anxiety, a hurt in people's lives, let it be put under the feet of Jesus. Lord, let us see with these spiritual eyes. Let us hear with these spiritual ears what you would say to us right now that would cause these things to pass. Lord, in all honesty, we repent for believing a lie. We repent for looking at a situation and allowing the enemy to convince us that that's just the way it's going to be. Lord, we're going to allow your word to have the final say in our life. We're going to allow the life that this incorruptible word has brought to us to empower us to do all that you have called us to do, to be all that this word says that we are. Lord, right now, the urgency that is in certain situations in people's lives, let them hear by the Spirit of God, and let the lie be cast down. Let the word bring life in that situation, that it forever be changed. We say amen to you. We know your word is sure. We say amen. We say let it be. So be it tonight. Thank you for it, Father. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Tonight, would you make yourself an altar? Would you find yourself a place to pray? If you need prayer, we'd love to pray with you. Whatever you need tonight, don't leave here with any baggage. Tonight's the night that you lay everything down, and those things that is working in your life to hurt and to hinder, let Jesus Christ, that word, cause it to pass away from your life. See, everything the devil is painting the picture of, it doesn't control you. It doesn't have the final say over your life. Jesus Christ loved you enough, loved me enough to die for us. He's the one, if we will give it to Him, that has the final say. Would you find you an altar? Would you make you an altar? And if you need prayer, be sure and let me know. Hallelujah. I want you to leave here victorious tonight. I want you to leave here with the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Hallelujah.